Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Now across from Ekholm to Bouchard. Reinhardt with the steal. Nice move. Goes to the net. Scores! Goes to Reinen. Back out. Jump back and shot. Scores! Carter Verhaeghe turns. Shoots. Knocked down by Skinner. Puck is loose. Scores! Back to Barkov. To the empty net. Score! It's a hat trick. Sam Reinhart. Puck set down towards the empty net. Reinhart with his fourth. The Panthers begin to celebrate. Panther perfection. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Feline phenomena remains in full effect across the NHL. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back champs, and wow, what a performance to close it out in Game 6 on home ice. Mm-hmm. 2 years in a row, Marty Baron, they get to raise the trophy in front of their own fans.
Yeah, and do you think, like, Sam Reinhart was thinking, like, I want to take that Conn Smythe away from everybody else by getting 4 goals. I know a couple of empty netters, but, you know.
Do you think the fourth one was almost more accidental?
Well, yeah. I mean, by that point, he's like, I just want to send it all the way down, and it goes in.
Pretty high shooting percentage, though.
Good shooting percentage. But what I was thinking about when that happened is you're not a big basketball guy, Duffer, but
I've probably watched more of the finals than you have.
So I've actually enjoyed this OKC Indiana. But
you know what I think about every time I watch it? The Winnipeg Jets.
Because
the colors are right in the NBA Finals by their fans.
They
wear yellow in Indiana and blue in OKC. And it's like, wow, this looks really cool.
This is perfect.
But anyway.
Okay, so in the Eastern Conference Finals, in the NBA, they give out the MVP of the Eastern Conference Final. Mm-hmm. And so they come up and Indiana wins, and they're like, the winner of the Larry Bird MVP for the Eastern Conference Final is, and Tyrese Haliburton took a couple of steps kind of pointing at himself, like, and then they're like, Pascal Siakam, and then he went Homer Simpson back into the hedge, right? But last night I thought, maybe Sam Reinhart is hoping that maybe I get the Conn Smythe after this wonderful Game 6 performance. But Sam Bennett won the Conn Smythe. He was amazing throughout the whole playoffs. I think Brad Marchand was right there. But no, it was
Bobrovsky
definitely
should have been.
Bobrovsky was really good. There was no
what
way.
What were the votes on the Conn?
I didn't look it up. I
don't
know.
So you want me to do that live?
Do that live
on the fly.
I know you can handle the Google really good. So, I felt like Sam Bennett was very deserving. This is amazing, and I know here in Buffalo, there's a part of fans that are like, oh my gosh, like, you know, O'Reilly left and Eichel left and Reinhardt left and all of that. Well, you know what? It happens to a lot of teams. Calgary had, you know, Sam Bennett, and they had Magic Kachuk, and they decided to go in a different direction. I mean, it happens to a lot of teams. It's not just a Buffalo phenomenon. It's, you know, teams make decisions moving forward, and it may not fall the way you want to, or maybe you were forced. Or
players make decisions.
Players make decisions. Exactly. Yeah. You're like, what's the first topic of conversation when I walked in here today? It was Connor McDavid. Like, the Oilers, I think Connor McDavid stays with the Edmonton Oilers for his career.
Okay.
But it's not going to be the Oilers' decision. It's going to be Connor McDavid's decision.
Correct.
So, again, like, you could blame the Oilers if somehow they have to trade Connor McDavid or he goes somewhere else. But it's not the Oilers' decision. Obviously, they want to keep Connor McDavid. And I think he stays there. But there is a fun conversation to be had. You know what? They lost a second consecutive Stanley Cup final because, I believe, they did not fix what was the number one thing, and it was goaltending. And look, they squeezed by. Stuart Skinner lose the first two games of the LA series. Calvin Pickard wins six in a row, gets hurt. Skinner comes back. But they got to the end again, and that was a big, big glaring mismatch, Bobrovsky versus Stuart Skinner or Calvin Pickard.
True, but if you're going to ask the question, who's responsible for the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup again, the answer is the Toronto Maple Leafs. 2-0 series lead. 2-0 lead and 3-1 lead,
yes,
in game
you.
Three. Lose the game in overtime. Everything changed. And then everything that not entirely stems back to that moment in time, but pretty close. The depth of the Florida Panthers, the celebration of those players who had not been on the previous championship and who were out on the ice at the end of the game last night. It was one of the most elite, balanced attacks that we have ever seen in Stanley Cup playoff history. But even those that didn't score, weren't expected to score, had their moments where the Panthers needed them most. Change the game for us somehow, some way. And their depth did that. And then consistently, it was every single one of their top players. And remember, I don't know, a month and a half ago when Shayna Goldman was on and I quizzed you, hey, who's the Panthers' leading scorer right now? Lostarinen.
Yeah.
And how dominant was he in closeout games, right? Unbelievable balance through this Florida team, and they saved their season after falling down 2-0 and down by two goals in game three against the Maple Leafs. It's remarkable based on, like,
that's a 30 for 30 on ESPN right there. What happened?
Well, from
game three, 2-0. How did you get out of it?
Even the overtime. Think of the overtime that game and how many chances there were, you know, both ways, and
both sides. How
the Leafs have to feel like they were that close.
And now the Leafs had game five at home just to get blown out in game five.
Yeah.
Just to go to Florida game six and win.
Stunning game.
Get another chance at game seven at home to lose that one. Brad Marchand, by the way, had two goals and an assist, I believe, in game seven against the Leafs. He was second. So, I mean, Bennett was number one in the Conn Smythe with 11 first-place votes, 7 second place. There's 18 voters on that. Marchand was 7-11. So it was 11-7 for Bennett. Marchand was 7-11. So it was really a two-player race.
Who is getting their membership revoked by voting for Gus Forsling?
It's a third place.
Yeah, get it, but you're not. No, like, I love defensemen who can do everything more than most, probably. But, like, seriously,
Lostarinen
has to be in. Anyway,
Reinhardt, you could have voted Seth Jones ahead of Gus Forsling, probably.
Debatable. I think Forsling, as the games went on, I was like, this is the Forsling we remember. I thought it was pretty impressive, but anyway.
I get Dreisaitl. Dreisaitl finished fourth, by the way. He had 7 third-place
votes. He led the playoffs in points.
Led the playoffs in points and had the 4 overtime goals and had a primary assist on the other one. Like, he factored in on all these big goals for the Edmonton Oilers. I think that is good.
Tied with McDavid, I should say.
In playoff scoring?
Yeah,
okay. Well, that's but still number one.
But Leon had four game winners and 11 total goals. And
yeah, four game winners were four overtime goals. Like
right.
That's clutch. So I get that. But look, we had the Tampa Bay Lightning. I will call it a dynasty because when you go to three straight cups and you win two, this is a different era. This is not...
Hang on. Who are you talking about?
When Tampa won.
Oh.
That's a dynasty, I feel.
Well, and so the Panthers are the exact same.
The Panthers are the exact same. The only difference is the Panthers lost the first one to win the next two.
Right.
Tampa won the first two, lost the third one.
What's the common denominator in all of this? Yeah, it's probably the wrong time to ask the question. Anyway, just wanted to reiterate Corey Perry.
Oh, he lost five of the last six with five. Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
I mean, think of it, the teams that he was on. Montreal.
Tampa. Yeah.
And then now twice with the Edmonton Oilers.
What does that do for a player's value? Like, do you want him to get you to the final?
Yeah.
Or do you like, we're never going to win with this guy?
99% of the teams would want to get to the final.
Yes.
And say, we got
there.
And
he was wildly productive.
He was a big reason why they got there.
Holy cow.
But okay, dynasties used to be the New York Islanders winning four in a row. Before that was the Montreal Canadiens winning four in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the Flyers winning two in a row in the mid-70s, can't really call that a dynasty.
No, because they were dwarfed by Montreal's awesomeness.
Exact. Yeah. And the Islanders' awesomeness. And the Edmonton Oilers winning 5 and 7 after that. So that's what you're getting when you look at dynasties. But now the Pittsburgh Penguins won back-to-back, and I still don't think that's a dynasty because what happened before and after, whatnot, with Florida and what Tampa did, the fact that they going to three straight cups, both teams, winning two of the three, going in, sometimes even in the regular season, being like, oh, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the Florida Panthers, we don't care if we have home ice advantage. Like, they were not worried about...
No one should ever care about that.
Yeah, but they were outspoken, saying, we don't care.
Right.
Toronto wanted home ice advantage. Tampa wanted to try to get there. Florida was like, yeah, battle it out. We'll finish third in the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. We're fine with it.
Well, the Panthers scoring leaders for the entire playoffs. Sam Reinhart, 23 points. Matthew Tkachuk, 23 points. Carter Verhaeghe, 23 points. Bennett, 22. Barkov, 22. Marchand, 20. 19 for Lustarinen. And Anton Lundell, who again just quietly gets overshadowed by everyone.
Yeah.
There he is at 18 points. Like, this is such a remarkably deep team. I don't know. Has your opinion changed now that they've won as to whether they're going to be able to...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To keep it all together?
No.
Like, sorry, keep it together the way they want to, meaning...
They let Ekblad go. I think it's going to be their decision. They're
really?
Let him go. They got Seth Jones, and they'll be fine.
Really?
I think the number one priority is obviously you re-sign Sam Bennett, and I think that gets done. Then you have to
I think
see.
You get Forsling or Ekblad on the cheap. I really do.
You really do?
Yeah, and I don't believe Ekblad will have the same impact somewhere else.
No, he definitely won't.
That's my concern. So,
and if you're Aaron Ekblad, you probably have to make that decision. Do I want to start fresh somewhere else or have it where now he's probably considered a 2 or a 3 on the Florida Panthers? Like
at any given moment, I think that's a really, very fair statement. Of course
not. So he's fine probably. But I think Aaron Ekblad, again, when agents do their things, right? Going to say, hey, we can get you $8 million there. We can get you $8.5 million. We can do this. We can do that. I think that's probably where this, in my opinion, is going to go. Sam Bennett, you sign, and then you make a really strong pitch for Brad Marchand to stay there. Mm-hmm. If you go back out there and you roll the same three lines, you go Verhaeghe, Barkov, Reinhardt, Rodriguez, Bennett, Tkachuk, Lundell with Lustorainen and Marchand, I mean, seriously, how do you not become another favorite for next year having those top three lines?
Not going to get
and
any.
And Bob in net in his last year of his deal.
Wow. That might be one of the most fascinating contracts in NHL history. Because for so long, people were like, what a disaster. They've got it's sorry when I say that it felt like a long time. The reality was it maybe wasn't as long, but in the end, like to say it paid off, it's just not even fair. Like, he's been so good, he is a this was maybe never in doubt. Like, he is such a clear-cut Hall of Famer. It's just, it's wild.
You ever
it's
watch
absolutely
the,
wild.
The Greatest Catch? Like,
yeah.
You know, you get on JetBlue, and there's one of the channels, and it's always on mm-hmm. Discovery or whatnot. You know, like, there's, at one point, the captain of the, I forget all the boat name, the vessel's names, but they're like, we got to make a decision here. We're going to go north through the ice cap. We're going to dump our... you know, our string, and we're going to hope it works, right? And it's like everybody's working 24 hours a night. They're knocking ice off the boat. It's like awful. But they have to be desperate because it's not working, and they need to find the crab. They have to go out there and find the crab. And then, you know, the drama, the music, and they pull the first string off the boat, and you're like, you know, is there going to be crab in it or not? And then they pull it the first year, no crab. And you're like, oh, that was Bobrovsky. Mm-hmm. You pull the first one, no crab. Then the second one, and then it's heavy and crab everywhere. And then it just keeps on going and going and going. That's really what that feels like for Sergei Bobrovsky and the Florida Panthers. They took a massive, like, chance. You know, go somewhere where nobody's ever gone. Mm-hmm. Give a goaltender that type of money as a free agent. You don't know what that's going to be
like. So what's the lesson? What I mean, is there a lesson in all of this? Like, because...
It works if it works. It's only a good decision if it works. Like, a lot of decisions you make, you hope it works, but it doesn't, and you look...
We're going into the exact time of year where more of these decisions get made. And everybody seemingly gets scared by the initial sticker shock.
Yeah, and by mistakes that you've made before. Like, Brian Burke always says, former general manager.
Right, but this is now not a mistake. Like, this ends up being... Well, and you have to live with the buildup, right? And you can't just assume that whenever you tweak your roster or make a major move, just like you shouldn't expect it's going to guarantee you a Stanley Cup, you have to realize that it could... take a while here, you know, like this, you might be still on the low end for a bit. I don't know.
When you're playing blackjack at the casino and 11 is showing and you're going to double down, chances are you may get a good card, a 9 or a 10, and go to 20 or 21. Well, sometimes a 5 shows up and you're sitting at 16.
Yep.
And sometimes you still win the hand because the dealer busts, but sometimes you don't. Yep. And now you're like, I just lost $200. Right? And that's the way.
How'd your buddy make out last night with his bet?
Well, terrible. he's not my buddy.
I know.
He's a guy on social media, put $13 on 5 championships, and Oklahoma City Thunders and the Edmonton Oilers were the last two to get, and $13 could have turned into $270,000. Mm-hmm. He had a cash-out option when the series was tied 1-1, I believe, in boat. That was somewhere upwards of $95,000. And he didn't take it. And he was at the game yesterday in Florida.
Yeah, could have taken $40,000 yesterday.
He could have taken $40,000 yesterday, which would have been a no-brainer because I didn't think the Oilers were going to win this. But anyway,
you didn't.
You know who's happy
way,
about last night's win?
Who? What?
Well, my kid, Jacob's really excited because this will be 3 years in a row that the Cup will go to West Point.
Oh, that's right.
2 years
yes.
ago was Vegas, mm-hmm. and that family, you know, that group over there, they're West Point grad, and the Viola, you know, Vinny Viola. That's Viola, right?
Mm-hmm.
Family in Florida. They went there last year. They brought the cup. They'll probably go back again this year.
Well, how does it all impact the Sabres?
Well, the funny season begins now officially. Buyout window.
The funny season?
The fun season. The silly season.
Silly.
Silly, okay. Funny, whatever. Silly season's a Formula One thing. You know when teams yes. sign the driver yeah. for next year, but there's still six races left?
Mm-hmm.
That's the silly season. I'm saying now the fun season starts.
Okay.
Okay, you got a buyout window coming up. You got the draft next week. You're gonna have free agency a few days later. Let's go! Like let's start to get the work done. Mm-hmm. What are the Sabres doing? We've talked a lot about JJ Paterka. July 1 could be an extension for Alex Tuch. What about Ryan McLeod?
Mm-hmm.
What about Bo Byram?
Mm-hmm.
What about goaltending? I look again. The Sabres were top 10 in offense last year, mm-hmm. right? They were 10th.
Yep.
Okay. Like, do you think you need more goals than what you've been able to provide? I think the power play needs to be better. 18%,
mm-hmm.
not going to cut it. But if your power play improves, your overall offense is going to improve. For me, it's, again, about two things, your blue line and your goaltending. If that gets better, just 5% better. I'm not asking for 50% better, 5% better. You're in a much different position. How do you make that group or that blue line crease better in the next 2 weeks mm-hmm. or in the next 3 weeks? Like, I think that by July 3rd, mm-hmm. we need to know that it's going to be better.
When you watched Florida do what they did, and I think, what was it, they led more than any team ever?
In the final, yeah.
In the final, which speaks to the much-talked-about first periods.
Mm-hmm.
And
again,
their dominance against the Oilers in that regard. And we think to how this season started for the Sabres and how they had flipped the script and they had great starts. And then it became, okay, they're still leading the league in scoring first and or leading after one. But too often it was not translating into points and or wins. When you watched the Panthers, and recognizing that this conversation is apples and oranges because playoffs and regular season are completely different. However, looking at it the way you did, what did you see in the Panthers where you're like, I need to see more of this, I need to see more of this, I need to see... Like, what was the trait in these situations that resonated with you the most?
So, okay, so I'm going to flip it. And what did I see in the Oilers that made them not being good in the first, but also they struggled in the second period? They struggled in the second period, and I think it comes down to what we saw from the Sabres last year. A lot of time, Lindy Ruff would talk about, in the second period, we got caught on the ice too long, you know, long shifts, we couldn't change. I mean, yesterday, again, 3-0 goal,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a terrible goal given up by Stuart Skinner, the rebound, but the Florida Panthers are in the Oilers zone for almost a minute mm-hmm. of puck possession. I think it comes down to two things. It comes down to defense and goaltending. When you look at, are you able to get yourself out of the zone so you can get a change in the second period? Are you able to get a save when you need to? Are you able to maybe have less time spent in your defensive zone?
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes down to those two things. And I look at Florida, yes, they had the lines rolling. Even A.J. Greer with mm-hmm. Gadjevich, and who was on that fourth line too, anyway, doesn't matter because they just were out there, but they played a role
mm-hmm.
of ruling the lines. Do I think that you win the cup because you have a good fourth line? No. You have to have a really strong top nine. And, you know, then you break it down to a really, really strong top six. And, you know, did the Oilers have the best two players in the series? Yeah, they had McDavid and Draisaitl.
Mm-hmm.
But it You can't compete two against nine. That's the way it goes. But I still think that Florida had the consistent push. Now, Florida, yeah, we saw against Toronto going to seven games, right? We saw against Tampa. Tampa was struggling. But if you're able to get a save or to just get out of the zone a little faster, you were fine. The Oilers couldn't do it. Sabres had a tough time with that last year. That's, again, that just puts the emphasis on that blue line and that crease even more.
Yeah, I felt like, and it was actually really interesting because there were a lot of low shot total games, and even as last night was going on, the Panthers were still hovering in the mid to high teens as far as shots on. But I just looked at them as a team that always wanted to make a play. It didn't matter where they were on the ice, where the perceived pressure was coming from. They were never going to give it up without due cause. And it was amazing because they would always look for a pass, and more often than not, they were finding it, which led to the possession, and it didn't have to result in shots on goal. It just kept the puck away from Edmonton, and it was, and that comes with so much in the way of second and third effort on situations. Yeah. And, you know, to your point about the fourth line, like with Nosek had ended up having this incredible moment with Maurice after, because, of course, Nosek's puck over the glass at the start of the series, you know, was the potential downfall for this, you know, we were talking
OT
dynasty
game
earlier.
One.
Like,
that's
who knows, right?
Was.
Yeah. But Maurice shared, you know, his own mistakes that he had made in the series and called that one of the best moments of his career, the moment that he shared with Nosek on the ice. And it goes back to just how the game ended and those guys out there and stuff like that. But, yeah, no, for me, it's just, it's
do you remember what Maurice said after the game when Nosek put the puck over the glass, game one? And they said, How do you talk? Have you talked to Thomas, and how do you deal with it? He goes, just got to tell him he's a great player, and don't let him sit by himself at dinner tonight. Yeah. Like, surround him, and, like, I thought that was great. That was tongue-in-cheek, but that was great. Like, he's a great player. And he made a mistake. Like, okay, you know, I almost said it again, but stuff happened. But
well,
Brian
Schmidt,
Campbell's stuff
Schmidt
happened
last night for the first time in Stanley Cup final play.
That's true. Him and Seth Jones got the cup right from Barkov. And you know what? It was funny because
We have to break.
Sam Reinhart, Sam Bennett, a bunch of the veterans, the guys that have won two, didn't get the cup until later in the passing of the cup. They were doing interviews. They were celebrating with family. Then they're like, hey, I probably should get the cup. And then they're late, like 20 minutes later, and they're skating around with the cup.
Worth the wait. And we have a special guest coming up right here on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.